6 months go by so quickly. May seems so far away. It's cold and dark by five now. There's no snow or ice, but the world seems frozen. Or maybe it's just me that's frozen. A long ways from May with its birds singing in the morning, the sun on your face, everything bright and white illuminated. The smell of sunshine, like clean, warm laundry. I still remember that morning. Do you remember too? I feel as though I always ask. I'm always asking, but never asking enough. Too scared to jump completely, but I can't stay standing. I'm being vague again. This is for you, you specifically, and I can't bring myself to say anything that is remotely specific. It cheapens it, makes you public consumption. I want to keep that for myself, like a dog-eared copy of a favorite book, with quotes underlined and notes in the margins. I want us to myself, our nicknames and jokes, those stupid little things we'd say, every over-emotional gushing compliment. I love them all. I still love them. Here's the root of the root. I loved you then, 6 months ago. I love you now. I don't want you thinking I am this with everyone. All I write is for you. When I speak, I'm speaking to you. I never cry. I haven't since March. And I am. For you. I don't understand it. I can't make sense of it. I don't know if I want to. Maybe it's like magic. Maybe if you look too closely, examine it under glass, it disappears. Or turns into something mundane. Gold into straw. Doorways and cupboards vanishing. The looking glass is just glass, and all of the flowers and animals have gone mute. I can't see you ever becoming mundane. You're not out of the ordinary in a way that is easily noticed or flashy, but you're different. You're lighter than most. Uplifted and uplifting. If we change and evolve and grow layers as we age, then what's right at the core of us is our pure self, and you make it easier to get to that. There's no argument to get through the cynicism or grandiose bullshit. You say these innocuous, silly things, and I'm right there with you. I'm right back to who I was. M. Could be. Maybe that's why. This desperate longing need for you. You make me feel this uncomplicated way before. You make me feel like late summer nights. When the grass smells like dew and it's laughter in the backyard playing hide and seek just one more time. Skin still warm from absorbing the heat all day, and we all feel like lamps as we chase each other in the dark. I can feel everyone without touching them. You make me feel the giddy excitement of a water slide. I know I won't get injured, but there's always that one drop where for a moment I feel weightless and nothing but joy, joy, joy. And if my heart is broken, so be it. If I never see that smile again that sets my skin on fire, so be it. If there will always be an empty space shaped like you, so be it. I will feel this aching hunger and turn pain into pearls, and I will always remember, and I will love you.